Hello and welcome to this episode of the Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and today we have this presentation of the broom play of Abraham and Isaac. Eagle-eared listeners will recognise the text from both Broom and from part of the Chester Cycle. They are very close to one another, and exploring sessions are available to listen to the differences. There is also a more detailed breakdown of the text to understand in detail the action of the play in our accompanying spoilers episode, which unpacks the play further. All links are in the show description. Before we begin, a content warning that this is a play featuring threats of violence and murder directed towards a child. It's heavy stuff. But if you're still with us, then here's our production of the broom play of Abraham and Isaac, with Geir Madeland as Abraham, Lee MacDonald as Isaac, Rob Meissen as God, and Pamela Flanagan as the Angel and the Doctor. The play was recorded and mixed by myself, Robert Crichton. Abraham and Isaac.
Father of Heaven, omnipotent, with all my heart to thee I call. Thou hast given me both land and rent, and my life-load thou hast me sent. I thank thee highly evermore of all. First of the earth thou madest Adam, and Eve also to be his wife. All other creatures of them too can. And now thou hast grant to me, Abraham, here in this land to lead my life. In my age thou hast granted me this, that this young child with me shall one. I love no thing so much, Iwis, except thine own self, dear father of bliss, as Isaac here, my own sweet son. I have divers children, Mo, the which I love not half so well. This fair, sweet child, he cheers me so, in every place where that I go, that no disease here may I fell. Therefore, Father of Heaven, I thee pray for his health, and also for his grace. Now, Lord, keep him both night and day, that never no disease nor no fray come to my child in no place. Now come on, Isaac, my own sweet child. Go we home and take our rest.
Abraham, my father so mild, to follow you I am full pressed, both early and late.
Come on, sweet child. I love thee best of all the children that ever I begat.
Mine angel, cast high thee thy way, and unto middle earth anon thou go. Abraham's heart now will I assay, whether that he be steadfast or no. Say I commanded him for to take Isaac his young son that he loved so well, and with his blood sacrifice he make, if any of my friendship he will fail. Show him the way unto the hill, where that his sacrifice shall be. I shall assay now his good will, whether he loveth better his child or me. All men shall take example him be. My commandments, how they shall fulfill. How they shall fulfill.
Now, Father of Heaven, that formed all thing, My prayers I make to thee again. For this day my tender offering here must I give to thee, certain. Ah, Lord God, almighty King, what manner beast will make thee most fain? If I had thereof very knowing, it should be done with all my main full soon anon. To do thy pleasing on an hill, verily it is my will, dear Father, God alone.
Abraham! Abraham! Will thou rest? Our Lord commandeth thee for to take Isaac, thy young son that thou lovest best, and with his blood sacrifice that thou make. Into the land of Vizion thou go, and offer thy child unto thy Lord. I shall thee lead, and show also unto God's hest. Abraham, accord, and follow me upon this green.
Welcome to me be my Lord's son, and his hest I will not withstand. Yet Isaac, my young son in land, a full dear child to me hath been. I had liefer if God had be pleased, for to have forbore all the good that I have, than Isaac, my son, should be deceased. So God in heaven, my soul mote save. I loved never thing so much in earth, and now I must the child go kill. Oh, Lord God, my conscience is strongly stirred. And yet, my dear Lord, I am sore afeard to grouch anything against your will. I love my child as my life. Yet I love my God much more. Though my heart would make any strife, yet will I not spare for child nor wife, but do after my Lord's law. Though I love my son never so well, yet smite off his head soon I shall. Ah, Father of Heaven, to thee I kneel, and hard death my son shall fell, for to honour thee, Lord, withal.
Abraham, Abraham, this is well said, and all these commandments look that thou save, but in thy heart be nothing dismayed.
Nay, nay, forsooth. I hold me well paid, to please my God with the best that I have. Though my heart be heavily set to see the blood of my own dear son, yet for all this I will not let, but Isaac my son I will go fet, and come as fast as ever we can. Now, Isaac, my own son dear, where art thou, child? Speak to me.
My fair sweet father, I am here, and make my prayers to the Trinity.
Rise up, my child, and fast come hither, my gentle bairn that art so wise, for we two, child, must go together and unto my Lord make sacrifice.
I am full ready, my father, lo! Even at your hands I stand right here, and whatsoever ye bid me do, it shall be done with glad cheer, full well and fine.
Ah, Isaac, my own son so dear, God's blessing I give thee and mine. Hold this faggot upon thy back, and here myself shall fire bring.
Father, all this here will I pack. I am full fain to do your bidding.
Ah, Lord of Heaven, my hands I wring. This child's words all to wound my heart. Now, Isaac, son, go we our way unto yon mount with all our main.
Go we, my dear father, as fast as I may. To follow you I am full fain, although I be slender.
Our Lord, my heart breaketh on twain. This child's words, they be so tender. Isaac, my son, anon, lay it down. No longer upon the back it hold. I must make me ready, bound, to honour my Lord God as I should.
Lo, my dear father, where it is. To cheer you alway I draw me near. But, father, I marvel sore of this. why that ye make this heavy cheer, and also, father, evermore dread I? Where is your quick beast that ye should kill? Both fire and wood we have ready, but quick beast have we none on this hill. A quick beast, I wot well, must be dead, your sacrifice for to make.
Dread thee not, my child. I thee read. Our Lord will send me unto this dead place some manner of beast for to take through his sweet son.
Yea, father, but my heart beginneth to quake to see that sharp sword in your hand. Why bear ye your sword drawn so? Of your countenance I have much wonder.
Our Father of Heaven, so I am woe. This child here breaketh my heart on sunder.
Tell me, dear father, ere that ye cease, bear ye your sword draw for me?
Isaac, sweet son, peace, peace, for who wist thou break my heart on three?
Now truly somewhat, father, ye think that ye mourns thus more and more.
Our Lord of Heaven, thy grace let sink, for my heart was never half so sore.
I pray you, father, that ye will let me wit, whither shall I have any harm or no?
Iwis, sweet son, I may not tell thee yet, my heart is now so full of woe.
Dear father, I pray you, hideth not from me, but some of your thought that ye tell on.
Isaac, Isaac, I must kill thee.
Kill me, father? Alas, what have I done? If I have trespassed against you aught with a yard, ye may make me full mild. And with your sharp sword kill me naught, for it was, father, I am but a child.
I am full sorry, son, thy blood for to spill. But truly, my child, I may not cheese.
Now I would to God my mother were here on this hill. She would kneel for me on both her knees to save my life. And sithen that my mother is not here, I pray you, father, change your cheer and kill me not with your knife.
Forsooth, son. But if I thee kill, I should grieve God right sore, I dread. It is his commandment, and also his will, that I should do this same deed. He commanded me, son, for certain, to make my sacrifice with thy blood.
And is it God's will that I should be slain?
Yea, truly, Isaac, my son, so good. Therefore my hands I wring.
Now, father, against my Lord's will, I will never grouch loud nor still. He might have sent me a better destiny if it had been his pleasure.
Forsooth, son, but if I did this deed, grievously displeased our Lord will be.
Nay, nay, father, God forbid that ever ye should grieve him for me. Ye have other children, one or two, the which ye should love well, be kind. I pray you, father, make ye no woe. For be I once dead and fro you go, I shall be soon out of your mind. Therefore do our Lord's bidding, and when I am dead, then pray for me. But, good father, tell ye my mother nothing. Say that I am in another country dwelling.
Isaac, Isaac, blessed mote thou be. My heart beginneth strongly to rise see the blood of thy blessed body.
Father, sin it may be no otherwise, let it pass over as well as I. But, father, ere I go unto my death, I pray you bless me with your hand.
Now, Isaac, with all my breath, my blessing I give thee upon this land. God's also thereto, who is. Isaac, Isaac, son, up thou stand. A fair sweet mouth that I may kiss.
Now farewell, my own father so fine, and greet well my mother in Erd. But I pray you, father, to hide mine eye that I see not the stroke of your sharp sword that my flesh shall defile.
Son, my words make me weep full sore. Now, my dear son Isaac, speak no more.
I, my own dear father, wherefore? We shall speak together here but a while, and sithen that I must needs be dead. Yet, my dear father, to you I pray. Smite but few strokes at my head, and make an end as soon as ye may, and tarry not too long.
Thy meek words, child, make me afray. So well away may be my song. Except all only God's will. Ah, Isaac, mine own sweet child, yet kiss me again upon this hill. In all this ward is none so mild.
Now truly, father, all this tarrying, it doth my heart but harm. I pray you, father, make an ending.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, although thou be never so mild.
A mercy, father, why should ye so do?
Thou shouldest not let me, my child.
Nay, it was, father, I will not let you. Do on for me all your will, and on the purpose that ye have set you, for God's love, keep it forth still. I am full sorry this day to die, but yet I keep not my God to grieve. Do on your list for me hardily, my fair, sweet father, I give you leave. But, father, I pray you evermore, tell ye my mother of this no deal. If she wast it, she would weep full sore. For, iwis, father, she loveth me full will. God's blessing have mote she. Now farewell, my mother so sweet. We two be like no more to meet.
Isaac's son, thou makest me greet, and with thy words distemperst me.
Iwis, sweet father, I am sorry to grieve you. I cry you mercy of that I have done, and of all trespass that ever I did meave you. Now, dear father, forgive me ere ye have done. God of heaven be with me.
Ah, dear child, leave off thy moans. In all thy life thou grieved me never once. Now, blessed be thou, body and bones, that thou wert bred and born to me. Thou hast be to me, child, full good. But a wish, child, though I mourn never so fast, yet must I needs here at the last, in this place, shed all thy blood. Therefore, my dear son, here shall thou lie. Unto my work I must me stead. Iwis, I'd as lief myself to die, if God will be pleased with my dead, and mine own body for to offer.
A mercy, father, mourn ye no more. Your weeping make my heart sore, as my own death that I shall suffer. Your kirch, father, about my eyes ye wind.
So I shall, my sweetest child in earth.
Now yet, good father, have this in mind, and smite me not often with your sharp sword, but hastily, that it be sped.
Now farewell, my child so full of grace.
Hey, father, father, turn downward my face, for of your sword I am ever adread.
To do this deed I am full sorry. But, Lord, thine haste I will not withstand.
A father of heaven, to thee I cry, Lord, receive me into thy hand.
Lo, now the time come, certain, that my sword in his neck shall bite. Ah, Lord, my heart riseth there again. I may not findeth in my heart to smite. My heart will now thereto. Yet fain I would work my Lord's will, but this young innocent lies so still. I may not findeth in my heart to kill. O Father of heaven, what shall I do?
A mercy, father, why tarry ye so, and let me lie thus long on this heath? Now I would to God the stroke were due. Father, I pray you heartily short me of my woe, and let me not look thus after my death.
Now, heart, Why wouldest thou not break on three? Yet shall thou not make me to my God unmild. I will no longer let for thee, for that my God aggrieved would be. Now, hold the stroke, my own dear child!
I am an angel. Thou mayest be blithe, that from heaven to thee is sent. Our Lord thanks thee an hundred scythe for the keeping of his commandment. He knoweth thy will, and also thy heart, that thou dreadst him above all thing, and some of thy heaviness for to depart, a fair ram yonder I can bring. He standeth tied low among the briars. Now, Abraham, amend thy mood, for Isaac, thy young son that here is, this day shall not shed his blood.
Oh, thank you.
Go, make thy sacrifice with yon ram, for unto heaven I go now home. Now, farewell, blessed Abraham. The way is full gain that I mot gone. Take up thy son so free.
Lord, I thank thee of thy great grace. Now I am yethed in divers wise. Arise up, Isaac, my dear son. Arise up, sweet child. Come to me.
Ay, mercy, father, why smite ye not? Ay, smite on, father, once with your knife.
Peace, my sweet son, and take no thought. For our Lord of heaven hath grant thy life by his angel now, that thou shalt not die this day, son, truly.
Hey, father, full glad then were I. Iwis, father, I say, Iwis, if this tale were true.
100 times, my son, fair of hue, for joy, thy mouth now will I kiss.
Hey, my dear father Abraham, will not God be wroth that we do thus?
Oh, no, hardly, my sweet son. For he hath sent us yon same ram hither down to us. Yon beast shall die here in thy stead, in the worship of our Lord alone. Go, fit him hither, my child, indeed.
Father, I will go head him by the head and bring yon beast with me anon. Hey, sheep! Sheep, blessed mote thou be that ever thou wast sent down hither. Thou shalt this day die for me in the worship of the Holy Trinity. Now come fast and go we together to my Father in high. Though thou be never so gentle and good, yet had I liefer thou sheddest thy blood, it was sheep than I. Lo, father, I have brought here full smart this gentle sheep and him you I give. But, Lord God, I thank thee with all my heart, for I am glad that I shall live and kiss once my dear mother.
Now, be right merry, my sweet child, for this quick beast that is so mild here I shall present before all other.
And I shall fast begin to blow, this fire shall bren a full good speed. But, father, while I stoop down low, ye will not kill me with thy sword, I trow?
No, hardly, sweet son. Have no dread. My mourning is past.
Yeah, but I would that sword were in a gled, for it was, father, it make me full ill aghast.
Now, Lord God of heaven in Trinity, almighty God omnipotent, mine offering I make in the worship of thee, and with this quick beast I thee present. Lord, receive thou mine intent, as thou art God and ground of our greed.
Abraham, Abraham, well mot thou speed, and Isaac, thy young son thee by. Truly, Abraham, for this deed I shall multiply your bother's seed as thick as stars be in the sky. both more and less, and as thick as gravel in the sea, so thick multiplied your seed shall be. This grant I you for your goodness. Of you shall come fruit great one, and ever be in bliss without end. For ye dread me as God alone, and keep my commandments every one. My blessings I give wheresoever ye wend.
Lo, Isaac, my son, how thinketh ye by this work that we have wrought? Full glad and blithe may we be, against the will of gods, that we grouch not upon this fair heath.
Ay, father, I thank our Lord every dell that my wit serve me so well for to dread God more than my death.
Why, dear worthy son, with our dread? Hardly, child, tell me thy lore.
Ya, by my faith, father, now have I read. I was never so afraid before as I have been at yon hill. But by my faith, father, I swear I will never more come there, but it be against my will.
Yea, come on with me, my own sweet son, and homeward fast now let us go.
By my faith, father, thereto I had never so good will to go home and to speak with my dear mother.
Ah, Lord of heaven, I thank thee. For now I may lead home with me Isaac, my young son, so free. The gentlest child above all other. Now, go we forth, my blessed son.
I grant, father, and let us gone, for by my troth, were I at home, I would never go out under that form. This may I well avow. I pray God give us grace evermore, and all those that we be holding to.
Lo, sovereigns and sirs, now have we showed this solemn story to great and small, it is good learning to learn it and lewd, and the wisest of us all, withouten any bearing. For this story, show it you here, how we should keep, to our par, God's commandments without grouching. True, ye sirs, and God sent an angel, and commanded you your child to slain. By your truth, is there any of you that either would grouch or strive there again? How think you now, sirs, thereby? I trow there be three, or four, or mo, and these women that weep so sorrowfully, when that their children die them fro, as nature will and kind. It is but folly, I may well avow, to grouch against God or to grieve you, for ye shall never see him mischieved, will I know, by land nor water have this in mind. And grouch not against our Lord God in wealth or woe, whether that he you send, though ye be never so hard bestead, for when he will, he may it amend. His commandments truly, if ye keep with good heart, as this story hath now showed you before, and faithfully serve him while ye be caught, that ye may please God both even and morn. Now, Jesu, that weareth the crown of thorn, bring us all to heaven bliss.
In Abraham and Isaac by the Unknown, Geir Madland played Abraham, Lee MacDonald, Isaac, Rob Meissen, God, and Pamela Flanagan, the Angel and the Doctor. The play was recorded, mixed, and hosted by myself, Robert Crichton. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org or support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye.
Abraham! Abraham!
We add the reverb later, that's cool.
I just wanted to have fun.
Okay, I'll do it without that. Okay.
Child sacrifice, child sacrifice.
Sorry, yes. I think the angel is, you know, enjoying it a bit too much.
Yeah.